All right. Check one, two. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Check. Check.
I like that in the cut. Yes. I was like, wait, is that a new sound?
Check. Hey, hey, how are you guys doing today?
I love it.
It's like, man, I'm just trying to talk shit. I don't even fucking know.
that would be go to the sip for the shit talking. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
How about us clearly going to get smutted in that rat and that
Nah, dude, we still got a chance.
We still got a chance, dude.
I believe.
Let's see where it's at.
I'm hoping that it's just off of the strength of the name. They're like, what is this?
People don't know, fucking click it. The fucking poll.
Yeah.
We're doing an early March Madness of podcasts.
Dude, we're Cinderella.
Dude, come from behind. People will realize they actually hate Legion of Skanks. And we're just going to body them.
Yeah, you guys can't even really stand Lewis. You guys hate him so much. You guys are mean. You're fucking giving this retard more power. You guys are so fucking mean. That's crazy, right? That's crazy how mean they're being to Lewis, the people voting for them.
We're getting smutted. I just pulled it up.
Oh, yeah, we're getting bodies. 13 to 87.
Not the worst, though.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
It was good energy, so I didn't stop it. We technically didn't check the mic.
I was wondering why you kept calling him retarded. I was like, all right, he's not here. It's just me. He was nice to us.
Yeah, gave us a great opportunity.
Man, I was just being goofy.
Our Patreon significantly grew.
Thank you a lot, Lewis. You giant retard.
Yeah, with that pause. No, we really appreciate all that help.
Yeah.
You fucking dork.
You're fucking fired up today. I'm not fired up at all, but I'm ready to go.
I feel, yeah, you feel fired up.
No, I'm just cranky. Telling yourself, dude. I'm fucking cranky.
Oh, yeah, he's real cranky.
I'm cranky. You've been cranky for days. I could tell it when we was texting. I was cranky.
Oh, I don't want to reveal. I want to let you reveal it. Or wait, what? Am I sure? I don't even know if I'm sure why you're cranky.
Oh, no.
Wait, no, I got you. I think is this a sticker?
Is that a new shirt?
Yeah.
It's still on there? It's really on there.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's on there to the point. It feels like you washed this shirt and still didn't notice you had that sticker.
Wait, is that fucking... Is that one of those tags you have to get the machine out for?
Yeah, it says 7XL.
Oh, that was the extra tag for all the original other X's? They're like, all right, we got these 4X's that you can put onto the 3X shirts.
Yeah, the 4X extension.
We got the 4X extendo.
Yeah.
Why are you cranky?
I'm just, I don't know. I just want some. I haven't been able to sleep. Haven't any time to myself. Just been driving, being busy. It's fun being busy and doing stuff.
Take a bath. Have you taken a bath in a while?
Dude, I got bubble bath from a company. A company sent me bubble bath.
Oh, and really?
I'm just sitting under my bed right now for sure. Dude, I got to reach.
Yeah, you got to hide that. You can't have bubble. I'll take a bath occasionally, but every time I do, I lock the door.
Yeah.
You don't want to get walked in on?
No, dude. I'll fucking slip and crack my head open. She's not seeing that.
Why? But maybe she's like, I want to join my husband in the bubble bath.
Well, she might have to find a bigger tub. There's no room for it. There's barely room for me.
She gets out in all the water. Just
Yeah, dude. Like, if I dip into the fucking bubble bath, like, up to my neck, my dick's popping out. I sit in the bathtub cross-legged.
It comes out like this.
Yeah, I don't actually think I know how big your tub is.
It's a very small tub.
It's so funny.
Yeah, there's no room to fucking have a full bath in there.
I forget everybody's not my size. Every bath isn't roomy. Yeah.
You don't have a giant bathtub like every household in?
Yeah, you don't have a king size bathtub.
Yeah, then you get your step stool to the toilet like we all do.
It's called a squatty potty.
Yeah, that's a squatty potty.
Yeah, but you use it for the step as well. It's a squatty potty and a ladder.
That's how I reach the toilet. If not, I'll just be pissing on the side of the toilet.
Wait, does the squatty potty work if your feet are still dangling?
It works better. Because it's the strain and the reach.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm cranky.
Can't poop?
No, I can poop. I got been laying out some pretty good poops. Just, you know, I don't know. Just need to change up my routine. Yeah, things have been pretty dagular.
What move? Yes. Andy's going. Yeah.
I heard it as soon as I saw it.
Wait, Nick, come in a little bit.
How you?
We don't got all of y'all in the picture.
All right, so how you trying to switch up the routine? What needs to improve?
What's the routine?
The life routine?
Wake up, whack it.
Wake up. Then I got to thank God.
Wake up every morning, take a piss and wash your hands?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Lemaire does a wake and whack and bake.
And it goes right back to bed. That's all that does. You wake, whack, and bake. It's over for the rest of your day.
That's too much, dude. You're fucking, especially before you had your coffee.
Yeah, dude, that's an overload.
I don't even know if coffee can save you.
No. You could, like, they could pour like a Bang energy into your mouth, and you're just like, dude, I whacked and baked.
He's gonna have wild Bang related dreams.
Yeah, dude. Wake. Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Dude, I'm fucking working. I've been working. They don't listen, but my job found out I'm a comedian.
And that's the worst.
It's not that. It's kind of weird. It's not weird. It's just, it's a little weird. Because today they were like, yo, my husband thinks you're funny. Lamorp? No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. One of the ladies was like, my husband thinks you're funny. And I was like, oh no. That means they've found.
I had a job where I was just working one time, and then one of my managers started like referenced a bit.
Yeah.
And I forget what bit, but I just did a slow turn. Like, why do you know those words?
Like one of your jokes or from the pie?
Like, do you remember the joke I did where I was saying, like, working at Boston's Gourmet Bagels? And I was like, Boston's Gourmet Pizza, because you know they're known for that.
Yeah.
And he said that phrase or something that was, like, very specific to my joke. And I was just like, why do you know those words in that order?
Did you find out?
Yeah, he was like, he was like, yes, I spent the night, ignored my children, and Googled you, and watched multiple videos.
That's probably the end of me. I'm probably going to lose this job. They Google
me. They're going to find your Pornhub clips.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
You are on Pornhub. I always forget that until you bring it up.
Yeah.
You're on Pornhub.
No, that's so, because me and Andy were talking about it in the car right before here.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're pouring up clips. And I was like, oh no. I forgot I put my fucking sets up on Pornhub.
Was I not supposed to say that?
No. It's fine. It's fine. No.
They're still there. He's the one who doesn't take them down.
Yeah. You're the reason you can search your name on Pornhub and something comes up.
Yeah. Dude, our positioning, by the way, look at the camera. Our positioning, our podcast should be like, so what's the haps, Lemaire? No. That's the name of our podcast.
No.
It's Ben Lamorp and the boys.
It's Nate and them, his friends.
Dude, it's Nate and the Improv Brigade.
Nah, it's Andy and his black friends. Everybody gets their own name.
Oh man,
we're having fun. Hopefully the mics work.
Check one.
They're coming through.
I got panicked.
Right? I'm loud. There's no way to tell.
Yeah, this is the longest. Lemaire's mic.
This is the longest sound check. Just stop this and can't start the podcast.
if you hear massive echoes, we're sorry.
Man, yeah. I did a show at a wine dive full of white ladies. It was in the morning. It was nice. It was cool.
They were drunk?
Yeah.
It was a morning show, is that what you said?
Yeah, it was like in the noon. It was like in 3 in the brunch, afternoon.
Like a brunch show?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was cool. I started off with like, you guys are lucky. I just recently changed my opinion on white women.
I thought you said the show was when you changed your opinion.
No, I changed it right a couple days before the show.
But that was like the exclamation mark.
That was like it was like, I was like, this feels like you guys are welcoming me in. Like you're welcoming me like, into.
Like they heard the news, like, yo, guys, LaMare fucks with us now. Bring him to the wine tasting.
Yeah. It was just like a way less creepy Get Out. Yeah.
Bring him to brunch. We just want to cuddle you.
It wasn't Get Out. It was Get In. Get in here.
Bring it in, buddy.
We're not going to steal your mind.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. So you've come over to the dark side.
Yeah.
It's not, look, it's fun, but it's not safe.
It's okay, dude. I'm dangerous.
You're a wild card. What was the moment that made you turn face on white gals?
I was sitting at a bar and I was like, oh snap.
He's like, I lost my mommy and a nice white lady helped me find my way.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, a lot of my friends are white ladies. That was it.
And that's when you came around. You're like what? The same people. You're like the who's the black dude who goes to the Klansman?
Oh, David.
Daryl Dave.
Daryl. Yeah, Daryl.
Daryl Davis.
You're like
Davis.
The Klansman in this, yeah. Situation. Yeah. It's like I think I love white ladies this whole time. I thought I hated them. Yeah. But I like there's food and there's.
You're just like, yeah. Wait a minute, Susie's a white lady. Tammy's a white lady. Hold the phone.
We all love Euphoria.
Yeah. Oh, I love when those kids take drugs.
That's how you know you don't watch the show.
No, I meant white ladies love Euphoria, though. Well, everybody loves Euphoria.
Euphoria, dude. Euphoria is good.
Euphoria is kind of the new, I don't watch it, but it's a new like thing everybody talks about, yeah. Like fucking Game of Thrones or
it's
something.
It's good, dude.
Can't
it's good.
Get away from it.
I give it time of day. I'm eventually going to check it out.
I want to just for the people to be part of the conversation, but
season just ended and I didn't watch the season finale, but I got some RIP Ashtray. That's all I say, dude. That's all. All right.
Well, now if I would never introduce Ashtray, I know he's dead now.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
I don't know.
Why is he resting in peace then?
What do you mean?
Was he resting in pussy?
He got a new.
Yeah, he resting in pussy.
Look at you over there. Wait, what the fuck was I going to say? Euphoria. Fuck. It's lost forever.
Damn. That's because you started doing drugs. That's what happens to your brain cells. You take a couple hits of weed, do mushrooms. You just.
Yeah, dude.
Andy's all in on mushrooms.
Yeah, I know.
I am.
I'm going to. When I get more weed, that's one of the reasons why I haven't talked to you about it yet.
What?
Getting more mushrooms.
Oh.
You asked me about it the last time we were out.
Did do that. Yes. I'm all about mushrooms. Mushrooms rule. Expand your mind. Fucking watch fail videos.
No, we got to do something better than
do
that.
Do mushrooms with your boys and watch fail videos.
I'm telling you, we got to go to the woods for sure.
Yeah, at the very least, Andy's porch. At least there's green around.
We'll go to the edge of the woods. Not the whole woods.
Dude, you got to go into the whole woods.
Take a step into the woods.
I tell you, the first time I did mushrooms.
I still want to see the highway.
Yeah, in Jersey, the woods are the highway.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. Because, like, where I live, there's, like, you'll be driving on the highway and there's, like, intense wooded. In my neighborhood, I always have to, like, look for deer.
Yeah.
Because there's just, like, enough wooded area.
They
and,
just
like,
pop
there's,
out.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people trying to kill them. But yeah. They're still trying to cross streets slowly. Yeah. It's infuriating.
Fuck them deer.
I got into a thing with someone because I was like, I don't care when deer die. And he was like, because it was my one buddy who moved here from Nebraska and he like hasn't grown up like dealing with deer and like constantly. Yeah, yeah. He's like, but they're so beautiful. And I'm like, no, they're fucking annoying.
And they're retarded.
And they're weird looking. Like their legs are too long.
I think they're dope looking, but they're retarded.
Dude, Andy watched Bambi and watched the mom get shot and was like, about time. About time.
Yeah. He just turned the movie off. Ah, I got my fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done here. Hopefully they get the little rat bitch baby too.
Wow, what a great short movie. This is clearly the end. It's the best part.
Bambi's just a Disney short to you.
Yeah, it's one of those before, like right after the Pixar lamp jumps, then they show Bambi, and then we watch Toy Story. No, I had a Nissan Maxima that was really nice, and it had like a dope Bose speaker system in it. And then I hit a deer one time. Although me and Steph were in an argument when it happened, and then hitting a deer was a good way to get out of the argument.
Yeah,
you can't stop an argument after you hit a deer.
Dude, what's the argument
about? Did you blame it on Steph?
I don't know. It was something intense.
You would have shut the fuck up.
I did. I did. You know, I was like, you know, deers are attracted to bad energy and periods. You definitely had one of those in here.
Maybe both.
Probably both.
Time.
By the way, you're yapping. Everyone asked me too. I told them because it like fucking like I could drive the car home, but the car was older, and then it got so fucked up that they just wrote it down as totaled.
Yeah,
because it wouldn't. They're like, we're not paying to get this fixed. We'll just give you money to get a new car. And but
what about my aftermarket speakers?
I liked them a lot. Great bass. And I remember everyone kept asking me. They were like, "Did you go back and check on the deer?" And I was like, "No, fucked my car up. I didn't like him.
Fuck that. Yeah, I hope he died slow."
Yeah, I went back. I got me and my boys in. Stopped at Walmart, got a few machetes, and fucking even settled the score.
We were eating good.
If you go back and look at the only reason you go back is to kill it.
To kill it and move it off the side of the road,
just,
right?
Or just
pow, you some bitch.
Or keep it safe while a fucking dude with a gun, like waiting for a dude with a gun or something.
Yeah.
You're waiting for a dude with a gun to come by, like, you hit that deer?
Yeah, it's not like the deer's gonna get like a broken neck and we're gonna just like, call the doctor. We have to save him. There's only 5 million more of them.
I feel like if you talk to a vet, they're like, I hit a deer, he's dying. They'd be like, all right, fucking let him.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, there's too many. I hit one the other day.
He's going to spit. Good riddance. Like,
we don't really talk about this, but this is kind of vet talk. Deer, rabbit, we want them to die. Way too fucking many.
They're what we call a big vermin.
Yeah. We're at the conferences. We do a lot of anti-deer rhetoric.
I didn't know, get rid of them. I didn't know how dumb deer were until two summers ago I went to the Poconos and they like came through the back area of where we were, so we were like feeding them carrots and shit. But you know how like you throw shit to a dog and they'll like, if they miss, they'll like look and be like, oh, it's right here, I'll get it. You throw it at the deer, they look down, they're just like, it's gone forever. You just throw like you could put like a pile of shit down, if they just don't see it immediately, they're just like, I don't think they can see down.
Like, deer have a particular set of eyes that, like, give them very good peripheral, but no, like...
They can't see up and down?
Yeah, not really good.
That's why they be getting fucked up. Yeah. So,
what is it? That's why they get blinded by the lights. They're like, why is this all this fucking light? Where is this? They have 360 lights. They're like, oh, shit. Like,
what if they were just stubborn? When you hit them, whenever they bleated at you, they were yelling like, go around.
Yeah, it's like, you better come pick this shit up and feed it to me.
I just sent you a deer video the other day.
You're like, I didn't fucking say throw it at me. You did. Yo, they steady sending me wholesome animal videos.
It was like this dude, he saw a deer on the side of the road. He was trying to get it to like go back over, and the deer's, you know, dumb. Eventually it turned around to try to go back, and it couldn't. The way it fell, Lamar, it looked so retarded.
Wait, we're logged into the PITM.
But
it's gonna take me a second.
Yeah, I
it's gonna take me a little bit.
Moral of the story is fuck deers, I think.
Yeah, you ever have venison? Deer meat?
No, I don't think so. No? I planned on it, but I haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
I had venison, what the fuck, like sausage or something like that?
Yeah.
Because my buddy Pat, his mom used to be married to a dude who had like huge property in, like, it was like the first exit once you leave PA into New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. He had like a whole bunch of property. We would go fishing and like fucking, that's when I realized four-wheeling rules.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to go four-wheeling?
Yeah. Once. Like, actually, last time I was at the Poconos.
What's Aaliyah Janine up to? No.
What?
I was like, what's Aaliyah Janine? Because of the stories. Man, you see, he's blinded by those lights. Look how big his eyes are. He's like, God damn. Yeah.
He's like freaking out.
He can't see.
He can't see. And the dude's being like,
go this way. Highway right now. Dude, go Andy, that way.
DJ, dude, that was way. Perfect timing.
Slow down, slow down.
He can't go that way.
Oh, boy.
He can't see, dude.
Shit, I get into. Yep, there you go. That way. Yeah, boy. Jump over.
And it just looks like, what you want me to do?
Oh, dude, it's like peeing, too. Do you see that?
Dude, he looked at the guy. He's like, I fucking tried. He's like, just throw me over.
Just let me get hit by a car.
Dude, and the guy's wholesome as hell, too. You heard him. He's like, the stuff I get into. He's like, this is so you, Jonathan.
Dude, at the beginning, the deer peed, dude. Wait.
Oh, did he?
Wait, look. Here it goes. Look.
No, he pooped.
He said it pooped. Yeah,
he shit a little.
It like rocket pooped.
That is great. That is great. The deer's in like a power stance. The guy's like, don't do it. And the deer's like, I think I got it. I think I got it, dude. No, for real, I got it.
I don't got it, dude. I don't got it. I don't got it. Wait, look at his. You see that, Andy? He didn't see it, dude. Did you? It was rocket poop. It was like rocket. It was like mad quick. All right.
Wait, I want to pull it back up one more time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. He did shit a little bit. That rules.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that? Did you see that video of the fucking house collapsing at the party?
No. Yeah. Is that really? You mean like a while ago?
No, it's like the current like viral video of the like past day or two.
No, dude.
Nah.
It's, oh my God.
Okay. What was just like it came from like floor down or like top down?
No. So the video starts where they're showing like, they're like, yo, look at this guy's dad is able to sleep through this party. And then they turn to the party and the entire, dude, there's like 50 kids. The entire floor collapses.
Oh yeah. That video's old.
That's what I,
is
yeah,
it from the school?
That's what, yeah, I thought I'd seen that before. That's why I was asking if it was the video from before. I'm not trying to.
Oh, maybe. I saw it like trending like yesterday.
Boo, you got to bring up new dead kids.
Yeah, Andy, we've been laughed at those dead kids. Come on, man.
They had a funeral service and everything. New cycle over.
Can you pull it up, though, in case I just curious? Good goof. Good goof.
Yeah, can you go to Live Leak? No. Nate, may I see the bowl, please?
Yes.
Trying to get a little stoned.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, they show the dad sleeping.
No, I've never seen
this. And then they turn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, this is an older one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, they posted it earlier today, and it was... Oh.
Yo, he's not sleeping no more.
Nah, dude, they fucking Xanaxed him out. He's dosed.
Yeah.
Oh, they dosed him and threw a party in the house. Yeah, see, it's a lighter.
Yeah, chance. What a lucky timing for that video, though. Imagine what if he was recording a dad still in that. Oh, yeah. How mad would you be if you had your phone out on record and that happened and you missed it?
Yeah.
Looking pointed at somebody sleeping dad.
Yeah, fucking idiot old man. Oh, snap.
You could time the video real well too, though. Like when you hear the crash, you could be like, "Will you guys keep it down?" Then you turn around and they're, dude, can you even imagine? Dude, no. there's so many like just fucked up kids that don't. They're like, "Why am I in the basement?"
Dude, broken legs, broken arms.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's definitely either the video, either the kid stopped because he was like Snapchatting and freaked out, or like. They cut it off because after that, like, they're like, and it's not funny anymore here.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you go longer, you start hearing all the, like, ah. Oh,
my God. I can't feel my legs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm looking at Chad's leg. I'm looking at the bone. Chad's bone is out of his leg.
Yeah. Do you get all the kids out of there first or do you wake up the dad and, like, Dad, we have a problem? You try to sneak the kids out first.
You're like, Dad, we have a problem. Dad, we have a problem. I got into your liquor. Oh, and the floor collapsed.
Can you imagine waking up to a kid? He's like,
Whoa. I just finished paying off the mortgage. Some shit like that.
You're dim a dead.
I just remember seeing the thing. I brought something up I thought you boys would think was hilarious. It's in the Texas. It's like three things, but only one of them is actually worth bringing up now, I think. It's the Reddit post.
Copy that link, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Copy that link, brother.
Yeah, it's a picture of a woman in it, but the star of the show is a man.
We can't show it?
Dude, click the
scene. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if we...
Oh, we could... Yeah, we could.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know what YouTube...
YouTube fucking lame, dude.
Yeah, that's in the great... Because it's not a picture of any... It's not... The thing, but it's a very realistic picture of the thing.
It's a realistic picture of some guy named Alejandro, his nutsack.
Yeah. Alejandro's lady, who looks like she's got pretty solid titties, by the way. Alejandro, she's got a fresh tattoo. It's his name above her titties and then his ball sack under the name. Yeah. Which is amazing to pull off. To 100%.
Have, and we gotta to give better context to because we're probably not gonna show the picture, but the Reddit is ATBGE, which stands for awful taste but great execution. And that's why the great execution is why we're afraid to bring the picture up, because those are real looking balls.
Yeah, those are
and
really looking.
You're looking. Talking about your giant balls. Are they about that size or a little smaller, a little bigger?
No, Alejandro, He definitely fucking dwarfs me on balls. I do have some big balls.
I'm glad that y'all are saying that, because I saw those balls and I was like, yo, those balls make my balls look like child's balls.
Yeah, dude. Those those balls drive my balls to its game.
Those balls call my balls champ.
Those balls go, hey, sit down right here on my left sack, son. I'm going to tell you about this big ball life. Nah, me and Lamar are big ball living. We both sat on our nuts like in the past week. Dude, and I ride that shaky forklift, so I got fucking, I was having some sore balls the other day. You get a full pallet of cement on the other end, you like hit the ramp wrong, you're like, ooh! Yeah, we
Just hit it with the Peter Griffin.
Is that definitely real?
Yeah. Well, it could be Photoshop, but it looks real. It looks Photoshop.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that you're saying it, I don't know.
Is that that feels just like a thing you say to your girl, and then when she does it, you're like, that was a test. You're garbage.
Yeah. You'd be actually mad at her. It's the name I'm cool with, but it's just the ball sack. Like, you can't wear, like, what shirt can she wear?
Nothing. Just sweaters. Turtlenecks
and hoodies. Yeah. She can't show off those, like you said, solid tits.
Yeah.
Unless she wears those Catwoman shirts. There's those new shirts that are just like sleeves and like this. She could wear a lot of those.
She could wear that, yeah. It's the kind, like, it'll, I know exactly what you mean.
They give you a great boob window shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, those are funny. Yeah. Those are real, like, cut to the chase shirts.
The boob oval. It creates the boob oval.
Yeah, like you have one, like, the other shirt under it where
it's like widescreen cleavage.
Ultra cleavage and ultra wide.
Those are some 4K titties. Widescreen too. That's great. That is a weird trend for. I can't. Are we done? Just remember. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, balls.
Alejandro's balls are.
Yeah, I did kind of spring balls on you, gentlemen. I probably should have given you more warning than that. Been like, there's balls in this.
Get ready. You're going to be horny.
I don't think horny is it.
Yeah. Do you think the balls, I don't think balls even make women horny.
Her.
Well, yeah, she loves this thing's balls.
Oh, without doubt. You have to be either like, you're either a prisoner or very pro balls.
Can you get off the screen, dude?
Yeah.
You fucking lost again, dude.
Yeah, you got lost in balls.
Does the balls have an Instagram account?
Just Google Alejandro.
No. Alejandro.
Alejandro
balls.
It's only nuts.
You only have like 100 million Alejandros to simp through to find that sack.
The simp through? Yeah. Andy's going to simp through 100 million Alejandros.
I'm simping through Alejandros. Hold my calls.
Yeah, me.
What other stories did you have?
Were you guys good? Watch Genius Part 2 yet?
They were both they've gotten old now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Genius or no. Genius Part 2 yet?
Nah, I still
What's
haven't.
Happened? Tell me about it.
Well, the first two parts are about Kanye West. The first part's about how everybody was fronting on him and how up until the accident. And the second part is the accident. Up until College Dropout comes out. And that's when it's like dope because everyone's like, he plays College Dropout for everybody. And they're like, all right, we got to fucking move this shit up. We got to put them on.
That's funny.
He had the album made?
Yeah, he didn't have it. He had like a bunch produced ready to go. And he had to borrow recording time from other artists because they weren't paying for him to record it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Did they say how long he was? Because wasn't he producing for a while before anyone actually like gave him a shot at rapping?
Yeah. That's what they say pretty much the whole first episode. Is like, nobody really gave him a shot at rapping. Even though like people knew he could rap, they're like, dude, we just want you for the beats. We just want your beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they play any part of that song at the end of College Dropout when he basically like runs down that whole thing? If you know the last song on College Dropout, he's like fucking 10 minutes of Kai just talking and telling a story. He's like, A&Rs, they want to fuck with me, blah, 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 blah. I went there and played it. I played them Jesus Walks and they didn't want to hear it. Like he does that whole shit. I just was wondering if that song came up at all.
No. But he does. They show it. They show that. They show that him going into the offices and playing the music. He played All Falls Down. He played Through the Wire. He played Jesus Walks. Yeah.
And wasn't getting no love.
No, they loved it. They just weren't trying to risk their jobs or nothing. They're like, hey, you're not gangster enough. It's the early 2000s, dude. Yeah. Ain't nobody on this backpack shit yet.
Yeah, you're wearing pink polo?
Yeah, there's no room for polos and backpacks yet.
Yeah, dude, only pink person is Cameron, and you got to kill like three dudes.
And I think that was before he was even doing pink.
He's like, all right, you got a teddy bear on the cover. Can we put a gun in his hand?
No, let's make him sad. What?
Wait. What?
We're going to arm this teddy bear.
So that bear's not going to kill anyone.
Except himself.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to sell drugs, right? No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude, that was an episode of Euphoria. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to ask
teddy
about...
Teddy bear selling drugs?
No, there was a guy, he was like there's this guy in Euphoria, he has a tape of something bad with another character, and his ex-girlfriend has a tape, so he has to go get the tape from his ex-girlfriend, and he, like, stays in her house, and she, like, comes in, she doesn't know he's there, he pulls out a gun, he's like, what if I say this gun's loaded? And he, like, knocks out all the bullets except for one, he Russian roulettes, he, like, lays down on her on the bed, and he's like... You're going to give me the tape back. And she's like, no. And he's like, crank. And she's like, you're going to give me the tape back. And he, all right, cool.
I don't like Euphoria.
No?
It seems like emotional children's drama.
I don't know. It's pretty hype. It's pretty hype, dude.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just not for the kids. For the things I've heard about Euphoria is that it's very accurate to how kids are now and the shit they go through.
No, it's not, dude. Wow, I don't know. I don't know.
That's like their mindsets and the way they are with each other and like that emotionality and shit. That's all
I don't think kids are like that.
So they're all just super autistic?
Kinda.
Because they're on their phones.
Yeah.
No, dude, I joke about that, but definitely like I don't know what the actual term is. I know it's not autistic, but like the phones are definitely making people like way more personable. Nah, we're venturing into a topic we're too dumb for.
No, you were right. I'm assuming you're right because none of us know better. So you're right.
I don't know, dude.
It's
I make
personable.
I make up a word once a month. Like I've caught myself doing that like once a month.
What was the word? It's not personable?
Impersonable.
Impersonable.
I think that's a word.
I'm not confident enough it is.
I'm going to get it tatted. Get it, daddy.
Where? Right across your chest?
Across my belly. Like so when you thug life.
Impersonal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's old Two Brew Andy. Oh, not yet.
No, I just cracked it.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, if you're like, because you're going to be in the thug life because you're doing that. And then like someone's like, has the gun to you. You're like, all right, we're going to. It, but that's not a word. Pop, pop, pop.
Kills me because of bad grammar. I always knew I would go out that way.
It's bad grammar.
Yeah.
When I was young, my mom was just trying to help me with homework, and I spelling was like my worst thing. And she used to like legit hit me because I couldn't spell words right. And I think it made me spelling like learn how to spell words worse because I would be so worried about getting them. Like she wouldn't beat the shit out of me. She'd be like, come on, like, but like way harder than that. Like, you know what I mean? And
hey, he didn't mean it. No, dude, Euphoria is a great show.
Euphoria is so good, and it's not for the kids.
Oh god.
We almost lost it.
Nate, I told you we're trying not to do that anymore. You can't strike.
I know. I'm still living in the past. I told you I'm an old man. I'm not for the kids.
No, I don't give a shit. I'm staying at my mother's. You said you wouldn't do this. I'm staying at my mother's.
Every time something gets a little hard, you run to your fucking mother.
Well, you know what she doesn't do there? Fucking hit our son.
Well, maybe if he wasn't such a little.
Well, if maybe our son knew how to edit, he would edit out that word at 35 minutes and 43 seconds.
I'll take it to you.
You guys gotta stop arguing. You guys arguing is making me do more work.
She's gonna do some tear filled editing. Now I have to relive the fight. You know what would make our son feel better? Sigs in the house.
I started smoking cigs in my car, dude. I'm crossed that frontier.
You're all the way in on cigs now.
If I have them, I'll smoke them in the car, but you know.
We did that like once or twice, but you're just like, have cigs, will smoke.
I'm finally like, my car's 10 years old now.
Yeah, I got that. I get that.
And your mileage has to be up there.
You know, it's up there. You know, she's a little old.
What's your mileage at? Mine's just up there too, man. And it got up there fast.
It's like 160K.
Damn. Yeah. All right, your shit's on mine.
But you had it for 10 years?
Well, like 4 or 5.
But it's a 10-year-old car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's at 160.
Yeah, and the car before that.
What did you put on it, though?
It's like almost at 200,000.
Dude, huh? I remember my... Yeah, my last car, the Hyundai.
I was hoping.
I love seeing you smile again. Yeah, no, my car before that, the Hyundai I had, I remember something happened and I just like stopped. I remember it just like at a certain point I would start driving it and you would just hear like, and then it got to a point where like I would have put in more money than I paid for. So, yeah, and I'm just like, yeah dude, because doing comedy, we ride our shit into the ground. How many miles did it have before you got it?
Like 16,000.
Damn.
Yeah, my car is... Yeah. My car, I've had it for about 3 years and I just broke 40,000.
What?
Yeah,
you're lucky. I don't know how. Yeah, you had yours for how long?
Oh, he didn't have to drive Uber or Lyft.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Fair enough. But no, we got it on the lease, and the lease we signed, we allotted for like 10K a year or something, but they're also like, but like that's different if you just keep the car after 3 years. Yeah. So we didn't worry about that shit. But yeah, I'm at like 42 now.
Yeah, I'm at almost 100,000. And mine was at 11 when I got it like 4 or 5 years ago.
Man, dude.
It's that comedy grind, dude.
All that work with no payoff.
We're getting there.
Dude, how was your man Steve? Did Phil or Gump come to the...
Yeah,
the
Gump man? Came through. Gump was yeah, the man. Gump, we got some beers after.
At Volpe?
Yeah.
Shout out Peach. Peach fucking drove 2 hours to come see me in New Hampshire. Yeah, that was crazy. Thank you for the support, everyone.
Yeah, please.
Means a lot. It was crazy because I was like talking to, and I remember him saying, he's like, yeah, I'm nearby. And then he was like 2 hours. And I mean, it was like, I like out of impulse when he said that, I was like, did you enjoy the show? like the second he said he drove 2 hours, I was like, was I good? Oh my God. That's so far to drive. I was appreciative of it. Thank you.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
The Mayor's Theater was fun.
Oh, no.
Too. Shout out to him.
Mayor's Theater they, fucking rules.
I told you what they said.
Yeah.
Told y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Told y'all boys.
Oh, I wanted to ask you guys this because going to New Hampshire and then like driving a whole bunch this weekend, I've been like just racking up, like just eating poorly.
Mm.
Like we stopped at me and BK Chris, we stopped at fucking like Cracker Barrel.
Eight.
And then we ate fucking Applebee's for dinner.
Did y'all go to a place called Cracker Barrel or just walk into a restaurant together?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember how his joke went. I can't remember it.
I'm talking about with the dude, I don't even fucking
both us in there might as well have been. But yeah, we went there. Then yeah, Applebee's at night, the fucking hotel breakfast with these like, because like I noticed the eggs from when how I used to make them at my shitty job where I was cooking breakfast, mm-hmm. where you put like liquid egg in a pan and then you throw it in a steamer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just have these like watery steamed eggs.
Puffy eggs.
That just fucking suck.
Yeah.
Had that. And also too, the hotels, they give you at the coffee station, they give you a fucking like cup that's slightly bigger than a shot glass. And you're like, we're adults. I need so much more than this.
Yeah.
But no, so just all that eating and like, I'm realizing I'm like, yeah, I can't fucking eat like garbage. The one thing I've noticed is I can't eat fucking like frozen chicken nuggets without the next day shitting weird. Yeah.
Tuna fart chicken nugget shits.
Yeah.
Your butthole is against you.
Yeah, dude. My butthole, I'm like, come on, butthole, not more fun shit.
Frozen chicken tender shit.
Dude, if fucking my butthole turns on me with Skittles, I'm fucking offing myself.
Can I ask you a Cracker Barrel question real quick?
Do they
still have the... I went to one like a long time ago when I was a kid and they had like these like rock candies on a stick. Is that still a thing or they don't have that no more?
We didn't really look through the little store that they have.
Oh, they still have that little store thing?
Yeah, you had to walk. It's actually not clear where the entrance is.
Yeah.
There's like so much shit and I had to like look around a thing to like see where the fucking entrance to the actual restaurant was. But I assume they had...
He didn't see the rock candy sticks, but he did get a bunch of Jolly Ranchers.
Because of his sore throat. All that comedy.
Oh, we have an update on that. We were at the quick check, the specific quick check.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's fucking look. Because I was like, because I was at my quick check and I was laughing because I was like buying something and I was out of curiosity. I was like, I wonder if they have like big bags of lozenges like I was looking.
Yeah.
They are directly behind me at my quick check.
Yeah.
But then I was looking them for at yours and they have them, but they're in small boxes. I was looking for big bags.
And they're right next to the Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah. They were directly next to them.
Like right next to the Jolly Ranchers.
That's probably how your brain worked. Your brain saw Hall, like a little bit of Halls and was like, same shit in a bag.
Yeah, without a doubt. So there might have been some subconscious canceling out of the lozenges.
Yeah,
I'll admit to that.
Look, I've been disagreed with on my point of that way more times than I've been agreed with what that Hall's Jolly Rancher thing. So I'm man enough to say I might be wrong on this one.
My only point on that was everyone was like just looking at me and going like, you knew exactly where they were. You wanted the Jolly Ranchers. And I was just like, guys, come on. Come on, man. I'm fat, but I'm not that fat. I would have gotten the alcohols, but I found them.
That is how Garnini presented it to everybody.
It was. I was just like, all right, dude, we can't all weigh 90 pounds.
I'm exclusively calling Guard Dog Coochie Man from now on.
How'd that happen? Because
just he kind of pulls bitches.
Dude, I've seen some chicks just smile way too long at him. Yeah. They ladies love Gardini.
Yeah, Gardini's Coochie Man.
LL Guard Dog. Ladies love Guard Dog. Well, it's that ambiguous age. Because he looks like a little boy, but then he's got that mustache, so he just has, like, 40-year-old stepdad energy.
Yeah, you really know what makes Gardini attractive.
Yeah, dude, you've been studying Guard Dog? You've been studying LL Guard Dog?
LL Guard Dog?
Yeah.
Coochie Mane, y'all get... I'm trying to put...
Dude, Coochie Mane's badass.
Coochie Mane's great. Yeah.
Which one's that?
Coochie Mane Sean?
Yeah, it's Coochie Mane. It's just instead of Gucci Mane, it's Coochie Mane.
Oh, that's fair.
So, wasn't that. So...
How'd you feel about
it? Oh, I thought we were just locking eyes. Yeah. That's why I went in.
Well, Mayor, leave. you know what? Me and Native made up, and we're going to need you to turn up the TV real loud.
Everything's fine. Yeah, yeah. We're still in love, and this is going to last a long time. Okay, buddy?
Yeah,
and no matter what happens, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Cool, right? Tear you up. That's what your mother's breath stinks. That's how I think women fight. But then I said it at you as a man, and that's rude. I apologize.
Oh yeah, no, we would be a double super alpha gay couple.
Mm-hmm. We would fuck by just banging dicks.
If we fucked the whole time, we'd both be yelling at each other like, you like that homo, don't you?
I don't like talking about how we fuck. I said it once.
Damn, no butt, not committed to comedy, doesn't respect the bit.
Yeah, nope, that's fine.
Respect. All right, guys.
I'm okay with that.
And the episode early, Nate hates you, audience.
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Wow, can we have a no butt award?
Please give it to me. I needs it.
There's
no one more deserving of it than me.
Oh yeah, wasn't O'Connor trying to come for your throne?
Yeah, but you know what? No one will know. I've been no butt Marshall for a long time, but Stuff Island has way more listeners, so it'll sound like we're stealing it from O'Connor. But we've been doing this since LaMare wasn't talking. I've been no butting since LaMare was sitting there silently.
Yeah. It's like staring at the camera.
Just zoom staring.
My camera's not just staring at this.
Did I remember when I realized you were like no butting? Because I would like make a joke and then you would like, you'd be high and just go into a really long explanation. You're like, well, no, actually.
No, it wasn't an explanation. It was a question. Because I don't explain when I'm high. I question when I'm high. That's what it would always be. You'd be like, you'd say that. And I'd be like, well, I don't know about that. I think.
Then yeah, like, and then it would turn it.
I guess that's an explanation.
And then I would sit there and be like, I'm just kidding. I'm being funny.
And I'd just be, here I am, no butt Marshall again.
And the award for no butts. The no butts award goes
you'd be like,
to.
You'd be like crying like Albert. You like me. You really. Do.
you don't even give do them the, not like me.
You don't give them the full payoff.
Okay. Oh, that was the time for the freezer edit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
We were crushing it.
What, were we? No, I believe we were. I just like, you know, I'm locked into no butt now.
You're locked in. No. You're on fucking a crash course.
Trying to get that award, trying to secure it for 2020.
I'm trying 2023. Because it's already a wash now.
Yeah.
This year's probably a wash. But I think if I can start, you know, showing my skills at no button right now.
Yeah.
By the time 2023 rolls around, I'll start the season as a shoe-in.
Just like a starter.
Yeah.
Starting for the New York no butts.
What else did we do this week?
All right. I've been on a bender.
You say you were drinking too much.
Yeah. It started last Monday here. Started here.
You just had too much fun and just tried to carry it on into the rest of the week.
I did. I powered through the whole week.
You want to fucking pull it back together? Because I also had a night where I was going a little hard, and I was like mixing that with like being sleepy on the way home.
Yeah.
I definitely had one of those moments where I was like, I like half nodded off and then
on
fucking
the road.
Yeah. And then like came back too, cause it was like a really late night. I was just like, I fucking slammed on the brakes. My seltzer hit my dashboard. That was when I was just like, all right, maybe we fucking chill.
Well, dude, we're gonna have a long weekend this weekend, I think.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fucking
yeah
fun.
Maybe we chill next weekend.
Yeah, let's chill next weekend when it was bruised.
We should bring all of this.
The table.
Of course I meant the table. There's no way I meant not the table.
I'm not gonna want to eat dinner anywhere else. This table. If we get chicken fingers to take back to the room, I'm gonna want to eat them on this table.
We could probably get a good guest though, I think, if we brought all the shit.
Yeah.
I think there's a strong possibility. Yeah.
But
how's that brew?
Yeah, I ain't heard of it.
No, what did you say? Say it one more time.
Who am I to not a guest?
I mean, we be having guests all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always love guests. Is that the bit that I do it?
Yeah, I feel like the audio listeners are going to be like, what? The 300 people that look at it on YouTube.
They're like, I'm about to no butt my subscription.
I'm about to no butt your Patreon.
Be like, I'm donating $2. No, but I'll donate $1.
Yes, would you donate $2? No, but I got one. I got one. Oh man, Estes Mogul.
Oh yeah, we haven't hit him with that in a minute.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. I was just thinking about it the other day.
We brought it back.
Yeah. All right, another sponsorship secured.
We gotta get our own strain of weed. I was listening to some podcast where they were like advertise. You didn't know that was an option?
No, our own strain. I have the name already. Oh, you want me PITM name? Okay.
Well, wait.
What's your name, dude?
I think a dope, just a right. If I was making a strain name, my strain name, I'm going to say it and now it's going to exist because I can't trademark it because I'm not smart enough.
This is like the safest way to do it.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. You said it and I was like, I'm going to believe Andy.
Not this time. No buttons.
Aggro crack. Is it safe? No, I think aggro crack.
Oh, that's like the fifth time you brought that up.
Because I really believe in it.
Aggro crack, you'd be... Oh, edit this out.
Where are we at time wise?
51-55.
I actually really like aggro crack. It's fine. If it exists, it exists. You can do that in there. Just make sure you freeze out those freezes. Lamar's laughing like, God damn it. I just wanted to upload the video.
Like, I told you how tired I am. I've been drinking too much.
No, it's okay, dude.
One day I want to fucking put it into the template and hit export and nothing else.
We're fucking partying, dude. Yeah,
can you hit the bong over? Are we partying?
Yeah.
What would the PIC?
what was your idea for a strain name, Andy?
I don't know. I just heard because I try to keep in mind like fucking possible advertisers and stuff, and I just think our like especially like looking up the Discord. Which, by the way, where do we post the link for the Discord?
It changes. I'm trying to get a permanent.
Oh, link, you can set changes. It. No, you can set it to be permanent.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah,
I do like it changing. It's because it's wait when we. I mean, I just my. It, well, this is off the. I don't know if we need to. Sure. The only reason because doesn't that like. Keep it so it doesn't matter who comes in.
Yeah,
Discord.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I do like that it's a little hard to get to.
Yeah.
Because you got to be like about it to be in there.
Yeah. It's like a secret clubhouse. It's like when you go to one of them speakeasies. When you go to Freaky Dog or something, you got to open up a bookshelf to get into the back room.
You got to know a guy knows a guy.
Yeah.
That makes it pretty tight. But no, I was like thinking about sponsors. I'm like, yeah, dude. And you would be better with this than me. But I'm like, we just need to find some fucking like
super clever like weed company that was just like, oh, we figured out this way to smoke it now. And you're like, what? And then they explain it to you and you're like, well, goddamn.
Yo, let's try to get sponsored by Herb Hub. You see the Herb Hub signs everywhere?
No, what?
No.
Damn. Wait, stop. You no butted and yes and at the same. Oh my God. What happened? What happened?
Dude.
Lemaire, he's reached his ultimate form. We have to kill him.
When I say I deserve a no-butt trophy.
What is happening? I'm freaking out, man. I'm fucking freaking out.
That was genius, dude. That was like 10th level improv.
Holy shit.
Wait, what's my book?
No, no, you don't even need the book. You're teaching the class.
He wrote the book.
Oh my God.
Good catch, dude.
I did that for you.
Oh, dude, go ahead. You first, man. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. I actually did it for me, and then I was like, that's Lemaire's weed.
Okay, okay. I was like,
I did just take liberties.
It's okay, dude. Oh, I finally did it this week. I finally came on with some weed. Yeah, right on time.
You were hot with coming in with some weed for a while. And then you just...
Pandemic, dude. That was pandemic, man. Yeah, dude.
You're on that pandemic payroll.
I don't even want to say how well you was eating.
Oh, man. Yeah. Please, no, because they're looking.
Yeah, that's why. And that's the main reason. I'll throw a goof out, but I was like, no, they be checking. There's a couple of niggas who've gone down.
Mm-hmm. And, me, I'm just, you know, I'm living.
Vibing and surviving.
Rocking out with me and Lemaire, who took advantage of that time frame. Does the part of you that's like a libertarian, like, kind of be like, these motherfuckers?
No, because if you look at like the money the government's spending, that's on the like absolute bottom of the list of anything I care about. Like, fucking like the money we spend on war, we spend on like bullshit policing, all that stuff. Mm. That's at the very bottom of the list of things I could possibly give a shit about. You know what I mean?
Top.
What?
What's at the top?
I said war. Like, our military budget is like billions or trillions or something like it's
no. But
if
I'm
you see our
you.
Military, what?
What's at the top for you?
War.
Yeah. Oh, war. That's you think that's the worst thing we spend our money on?
Yeah, we spend way too much money on that. And we're like fucking...
Let's not do it. Let's
sounds
not
like a fucking commie over here.
I know. But right now, let's come not... On, let's
be an anti-wars commie?
Dude, come on, dude.
You're a silly goose, dude.
Come on, dude.
I don't want to talk about it at all. I'm just going to put my claim on that throne again.
I'm sticking my flag in this fucking...
No, but...
In this mountaintop right here.
I thought you were saying it was the least you cared about. Like, it's like at the bottom. That's what I thought.
War?
Or just all the stuff you were saying.
Yeah, like to fucking unemployed, any of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like food stamps, any of that shit. It's at the very bottom of my list of anything I could care about.
We need a universal basic income. UBI, right? No? What's
we up? Tried. Yeah. Niggas fuck it up.
We didn't try.
they're trying at places right now.
Oh. Where?
And poor people are fucking it up.
But like what?
So they're keeping track of the receipts and shit, and like that's part of it is they're giving people like who are low income, and like all over. It's not just like black people. They're doing it all over, and but they are checking receipts to see what people get, and it's a lot of bullshit. Like it's not like fruits and vegetables and food. It's like
just hot Cheetos.
It's like everybody. It's just like clothing or like
you didn't like that joke.
No,
I saw it in your face. Funny. You didn't like that joke.
No, it was funny. I was just trying to think about something.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to think of something else.
You immediately shook your head.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of something better. Not better, different.
I get it, but like high end, like I definitely the black. This one I know is black people. It's like high end clothes, like Gucci.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think.
That's niggas.
Yeah.
But where are they doing
some
that?
Some Burberry, King of Prussia Mall. No,
I think. It's like more West Coast, but not like Cali.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'd be doing that in a lot of the. Mm-hmm. If they started that, it would definitely be in like a lot of those coastal cities.
But the one I'm thinking of isn't coastal. It's like, is it New Mexico? Maybe
there's a point after a while where like if you're, I don't know. I feel like when you're poor and they're giving you free money, you get to a point where you're like, all right, I got all the stuff I want. What do I need to do now? Like so, like I feel like if they like. Monitored a program for over a couple years, the results will change. Like right now, it seems like they're just getting like the shit, and then like eventually it'll be like,
I think you're giving certain niggas the benefit of the doubt, and I mean that. I mean niggas as people, not yeah, niggas. As
I know,
niggas.
Dude, as a genus,
yeah, as human beings, yeah. As a replacement for the word human beings.
Yeah,
I think yeah. Because I think if you really, I think that would happen. The fucked up spending would happen later. Like when I was getting the money from for you know, once the pandemic hit and shit. Yeah. First thing I did was, and I'm not everybody, but I put money in some stocks. I started my savings account. I paid off my credit cards, like, which is the right thing I think to do. And then niggas got Gucci shoes and fucking, or you know, white people buy ATVs.
I bought a PC. I bought a TV.
I told you I bought the WCW.
That jacket,
yeah,
right?
The jacket. Yeah, looked like I worked there. I gotta bust it out 1 week.
Oh yeah,
it's a great jacket.
It's about to be warm soon. You better hurry up.
Let's do that. 1 week we all wear something that we were the most extravagant on.
We're supposed to wear our Adidas tracksuit jackets together.
I don't want
right now.
Oh, are we still going to do that this weekend?
Oh shit, we gotta bring. Are we still gonna we gotta do bring them.
Mine is in my closet. I'm ready to do.
We gotta at least bring them.
I'll bring it, but
we'll feel it. We'll catch the vibe.
It will be. I will be following you two on the energy.
I'll do it.
I'm bringing mine.
I'll do it, dude. I'll put it on. I will hold it on.
The only thing that sucks though is that's a lot to take. We gotta talk about it. We gotta talk as a whole group.
We have to talk about the logistics of the. Yeah, we gotta talk about the show the logistics. Yeah,
but you can't make all that. What you got?
What? Nothing. The beer was good.
Where's the burp at?
Oh no, I haven't. Here, let me get some seltzy. The seltzer. No, that was actually earlier today. I had a lot of shit. What?
LeBert touched my leg and then said sorry that I moved it closer. I'm breaking off. We're breaking codes here.
Oh yeah, I was telling.
Getting real moonlight in here.
That movie was gay, right?
Yeah,
gay as hell.
Mm, hell yeah. What was it called? Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mental note.
It's pretty good. It's pretty cool.
It's good. Yeah. Suck a little dick.
This is the twist.
Hey, you guys watch Moonlight?
Two times.
Yo, you gotta. I almost ruined your equipment.
Yo, that screen has so much Andy spit on it. It's so funny to me when I notice it. Like in regular daylight, it's. You could. Because it's.
Oh, that's just life. Spec. No, yeah, shut yo, up.
I never like.
No,
I, it's definitely
me. You're bullying me. You're bullying me. You're bullying me.
I'm about to say, wait. It's just if it was here, it'd be my spit. it's just in front of you.
It's just locational spit, Andy.
Yeah, it just happens to be you.
No, dude, I'm being targeted. Let's smoke cigs.
Y'all must have talked about smoking cigs in here on the way up. Y'all had a whole.
No, he had.
Y'all had a whole conversation about smoking cigs in my apartment.
No, he didn't know. He didn't know I had cigs, and then when I did, he like let out an audible woo.
Turn to Ric Flair.
Like, dude, he just hit me with the Ric Flair. He's like, "What's up, American Spirits?" Woo.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm no butt in this.
Dude, everyday Ric Flair.
Bringing in the smell of the room now so I know when I step out if y'all lit up a cig.
That would be great. What if me and LeBaron just... We're just in the corner with our backs turned. Just like huddled over.
Lemaire's got the bowl in his hand, so he turns around and coughs out cigarette smoke. Acting like it's the bowl.
There's a cig sticking out of the bowl. Nate, they're selling weed different. They're selling weed different. This is a new strain. It's called OG Marlboro Kush.
Marlboro cookies.
Oh man. You see that game with James Harden?
Nigga, I